Decent point, but disappointing not to get all three, but we'll take the point.
It's one of those, isn't it, where you might have accepted at the start of the game, but when you find yourselves 1-0 up at half-time, you start to think, could be on 4-3, but they're always going to come at you second half, weren't they?
Yeah, they was always going to come out second half, and they managed to get the goal just after half-time. And that kind of pushed us back, but I thought we, team spirit, we showed, and a lot of teams would have caved in, but we done well and saw the game out.
Yeah, you certainly, as a team, defended well, but you also looked to get up the pitch as well, which I think was important because it means you keep the ball rather than just knocking it long and it coming back.
Yeah, the manager wants us to play a certain way and we've adapted to that. We've not got there just yet, but we're still getting there. But yeah, like you said, a lot of teams would have just been hoofing it, but we try to get out of the ball, whether it's me and Enzo carrying it or good passes from Jimmy and Payne.
And because you played your part in the goal, that was a great ball out by Billy Clifford, and you've really burst past your man, haven't you? Because you're playing out wide today rather than in the middle of the three.
Yeah, with Jordan being injured, the gaffer asked me to do a job out there, and I'm more than happy to play anywhere just to be on the pitch. And I played out wide, and then when Billy went off, I went into the hole, and Bobson come on.
I say, and you played your part in the goal as well. James Collins took up a good position. You were able to find him via the goalkeeper.
Yeah, I just felt, especially with us going forward, if we had moved the ball quick enough like we did, left to right, right to left, and found ourselves isolated with the fullback. I think we've got wingers that can take on any fullback in this league, and that's what we've done. Got early crossing, and I don't think they were settled for that. And JM Collo tapped it in.
Yeah, and as you just mentioned, obviously Jordan Roberts missing today, but there's been yourself, him, Enzo. You've all seemed to have linked up really well. Seemed to build up quite a good understanding, sort of floating behind the James Collins.
Yeah, chemistry is always good to have. We've played a lot in pre-season together, even though we're all new boys, but we've built up a good chemistry, and along with Collo, me, Jordan, Enzo, we've done well. So looking forward to just bringing that into Exeter.
I say, yeah, pleased with the start you've made. It's not just about the season, but it's pre-season as well. The fact that you're new and a lot of you are new, you think it's all gone well so far?
Yeah, definitely, because sometimes when you're bringing in 17, 18 new players, it's always hard to gel, but I think everyone's done well. We worked hard in pre-season. Everyone's bought into what the gaffer wants to do, so we're all on the same page.
And what do you know about Crawley before? I guess you probably played against them for Notts County and Wickham last season?
Yeah, not Notts, Wickham. I made my debut for Wickham, full debut for Wickham. I didn't know much before. I spoke to a few players like Isol that I was with at Notts, and he played here. But yeah, just happy to be here and just wanted to kick on, really.
As you mentioned, that the football manager wants to play. I mean, he's obviously come in, not managed in the league before, but clearly wants to get a team playing a particular way, and it's impressive. It looks good, and it so far early days, it seems to be working.
Yeah, definitely. Leeds, who's known for this long ball style of play, but the gaffer believes that we can keep the ball on the floor and still get the results. And two games, four points. I think we would have taken that before the season started.